Hey, hey, all my gifted listeners. I am Dawn Sebesky, and welcome to Operation Playground, talking about ways to reactivate your inner child and get your mojo back. In this episode, I will be talking about another creative way to get back in touch with your inner child, which will help bring your positivity back to your soul. You are listening to Episode 4, November 13th, 2021. Think about a time you were on a beach, sitting in the sand, running your toes through the sand and water. Where is your mind at? Are you thinking about anything, or are you focused on the texture, feeling, and flow of the sand and water between your toes? Does this feeling relax you or cause your mind to drift off to a place of paradise? Great, I hope so. Your relaxed feeling helps your mind drift away to a fun, positive place. I am going to take you through steps to play in the sandbox at home while helping to keep you in a relaxed mode, which will keep the negativity at bay. First, go purchase a small bag of sand. You will also need some food coloring to color your sand with bright colors, a few drops to your liking, and inexpensive paper plates to dry your sand on. Mix your sand in leftover containers you saved from the landfill. Spread the sand on paper plates to dry, then put back in plastic container. To start having some fun, use a clear drinking glass or container. Next, get a funnel and put the funnel in the glass or container with whatever color you want to start with. Then pour the sand through the funnel into your container. You can also use your fist to guide your sand into your container. As you are pouring your sand, look at each grain and the different shades of the color. Notice how it sparkles and how it lands in the container. Are you making waves in the sand, or is it all even? If you are sifting the sand through your fist, which is more fun, how does it feel? Does it feel like sugar or flour? Focus in on the sand, color, texture, and how it looks. Do this with every color of sand you made and put the next layer in the glass container. Now, add a bit of water to the sand and let it drip into the container. How did the wet sand feel? How does it look on the dry sand? How is it starting to look overall? A pattern? Are your colors in order of the color wheel or just random? How does this make you feel? Did the wet sand create hills, mountains, or peaks? Get creative and see what you can make. Does it bring you back to your childhood while playing in the sand and noticing every detail? Playing in the sand, either with your hands or feet, is a sensory activity and brings many feelings to surface. The wet sand feels different between your toes than the dry sand does. Can you tell the difference? Get your toes in the water and your ass in the sand. Thank you to Zac Brown Band for that little blurb. Let your energy and creativity flow. Go back to playing as a child again and have some fun. Leave me a review and let me know how you did. Share my episode with others. Let's spread positivity and push negativity away, far away. You can leave your review at operationplayground.me or wherever you listen to my podcast. Presently, I am on anchor.fm, Spotify, and SoundCloud. I also have a Facebook group, Operation Playground. Please visit me here. Until next week, keep your toes in the sand with positivity. My next episode will be coming to you on 11/20/2021. To recap today's episode, I talked about how sand feels between your toes and on your hands. Focus on the shade of color, texture, wet or dry sand. What feelings you have as you play in the sand and how getting lost in the sand can take you away to paradise. Next week's topic, we will be exploring sensory time out. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional and I don't give medical advice. All of my episodes are based on my experiences only. Until next week, have fun playing in the sand and drifting off to paradise. Have a great week, and I look forward to another episode next Saturday.